Have you ever received this type of phone call? There's a dentist in your area who's highly involved with nephrology. He's calling you today to inform you that a patient whom you just debanded about a month ago now has significant temporomandibular joint symptoms. This is a 35-year-old female who had had a class 1 severely crowded malocclusion, and you extracted 4 first premolars. Now that the appliances have been removed, she's reporting joint noises, limited opening, and pain. This nephrologically oriented dentist is calling wondering whether the extraction of premolars or perhaps the orthodontic treatment has initiated these problems. After all, she didn't have these symptoms before the orthodontics. How would you respond to the dentist? Are these assumptions true? Do you have any ammunition to counter these types of claims from dentists? Well, let me give you something to use. There was an excellent study published in the August 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist that discussed this information. It was an excellent study that had many facets, but I'd like to report on the most important aspects. First of all, the title of the paper is Relationship Between Signs and Symptoms of Temporomandibular Disorders and Orthodontic Treatment. It's co-authored by Anna Conti and Marcos Freitas from the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil. The purpose of this study was to evaluate the prevalence of temporomandibular disorders in individuals before and after orthodontic treatment. This was a cross-sectional study. The sample for this study consisted of 200 individuals who were divided into 4 groups. Groups 1 and 2 consisted of adolescents with either class 1 or class 2 malocclusions who had not had any orthodontic treatment. Groups 3 and 4 consisted of older adolescents with class 1 and class 2 malocclusions who had had orthodontic treatment to correct these malocclusions. So basically, the authors were trying to compare patients who had not been treated with those who had been treated as adolescents to determine the incidence of temporomandibular problems. These signs and symptoms were assessed using a survey with 10 questions, as well as an extensive examination to determine any symptoms relative to mouth opening, pain, joint noises, and other temporomandibular signs. Each of these areas were given a score of from 0 to 3. 0 meant no problems. 1 were mild effects, 2 were moderate, and 3 were severe. You see, by totaling the points scored for each of these areas, the authors could then determine the degree of temporomandibular dysfunction on average in each group. So as you can see, this was a very extensive study. But what did these authors find out? Let me take these areas one at a time. First of all, if the entire sample were looked at as a whole, about a third of the subjects in all groups had mild temporomandibular dysfunction. Furthermore, less than 5% had moderate TMD, and that left 60% of the sample who were free from any temporomandibular dysfunction. Now for the big question. Was there any difference in those patients who had not been treated orthodontically and those who had been treated with orthodontic therapy? The answer to that question is no. And by the way, no individuals in this study reported severe temporomandibular disorders. But wait, how about the differences between males and females? Well, you could probably guess the answer to that. 75% of the males were TMD-free, but about 50% of the females had temporomandibular dysfunction. Okay, now for the big question. Did extraction of teeth lead to a higher incidence of TMD? And the answer to that question is also no. So what has this study shown us? I think this was a great experiment. This is something I think orthodontists can use to educate dentists that in general, orthodontic treatment does not cause TMD. In fact, the conclusion of these authors is that orthodontic treatment does not seem to predispose subjects to TMD problems, nor is it indicated as an initial therapy for TMD patients. If you'd like to review this study, you'll find it in the August 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.